For two girls, I'm Valerie Bonk.
The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied. I'm Acacia James.
A first in Maryland program aimed at making it safer to get around in Wheaton. I'm Michelle Morello.
Some very good COVID numbers coming out of Virginia and Maryland. 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. After a host of weekend storms, a host of deaths, too. 10 people were killed in a collision in Alabama. Most were children who were part of a ranch that helps abused and neglected kids.
10 people were killed when multiple vehicles collided on Interstate 65 in Butler County. Sheriff Danny Bond.
It had been raining off and on, you know, due to tropical storm Claudette. We don't know that that's the exact cause of the accident.
He says 18 vehicles were involved in the wreck. 8 who died were children on a bus from a youth ranch for neglected or abused school-age girls.
It was a horrific crash site. It's one I hope I never have to relive.
A 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter who were in another vehicle were also killed. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
And 3 others died because of the weather. Tropical storm Claudette could be to blame for those weekend accidents. It's hitting the Carolinas now as a tropical depression. Meantime, out west, the dangerous heat is finally breaking, but CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson warns that it's being replaced with some severe weather conditions in the Pacific Northwest.
This is the end of the huge heat wave, with the exception of some portions of the West Coast where it is still hot, not record heat. And we're actually going to start getting some record temperatures in the Pacific Northwest in places like Portland starting on Monday.
It was a weekend of violence nationwide. In Oakland, California, a 22-year-old man was killed and 5 others wounded in a shooting near the city's Juneteenth celebration. Since Friday in Chicago, 5 people have been killed and 40 wounded from gun violence. And today in New York, a volunteer for Eric Adams, a Democrat running for mayor, was stabbed in the Bronx while handing out campaign flyers. He is in the hospital. 2 astronauts have installed the first of a series of powerful new solar panels on the International Space Station. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says there were a few glitches for American Shane Kimbrough during the spacewalk.
He wore a different spacesuit for the crew's second attempt to deploy a bulky solar array. And while the suit worked fine, his helmet, cameras, and lights somehow came loose. Crewmate Thomas Pesquet did a bit of repair work with a few wire ties, and the spacewalkers were able to complete their planned activities.
John Rahm has won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. It is the 26-year-old's first major title. The New York Yankees turned their record-setting 3rd triple play of the season.
It's a triple play! They've done it again! 3 times a charm, and the Yankees...
That from WPIX-TV as they beat the Oakland A's 2-1. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Want to see your loan options? Adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can.
Hey, it's 9:03 on this Sunday, June 20th, 2021. 85 degrees, going down to the mid-70s overnight. Good evening. I'm Jenny Glick. The top local story we are following at this hour. More details emerging from a triple murder in Herndon, Virginia yesterday morning. Neighbors say the victims were a mom and her 2 girls.
The tragedy at an apartment building on Florida Avenue in Herndon struck close to home for neighbors who tell our news partner NBC4 that the girls were just 6 and 10 years old. The oldest was getting ready to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. A couple said they knew the victims and struggled with how to tell their children.
How can you explain to the little one what happened? And, you know, for a family, or I don't know who probably was, you know, but it's really bad.
Police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected and that the man had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
A heat emergency was declared today. It has already been declared in the district for tomorrow. That means cooling centers will be opened throughout the city because temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s. DC activates its heat emergency plans when the heat index or temperature is forecast to reach 95 degrees or higher. So what is our our NFL team name going to be? The Washington football team's application to trademark the name has been denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
According to multiple reports, the office denied the team's application due to the generic geographic nature of the request and because of previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who's the legal owner of the Washington Football Club. The team applied for the trademark last year after deciding to remove its former name, which many people considered offensive. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The Washington football team has until December 18th to file a response to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Cyclists in Maryland's most populated county are celebrating the opening of a first-of-its-kind project they think will save lives.
The Protected Bike Lane Pilot Project has changed the look of a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County, putting the stretch from Arcola Avenue to Amherst Avenue in the Wheaton downtown on a road diet.
Went from three lanes on each side to two lanes on each side with a protected bike lane.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says next, the State Highway Administration will study the 1 1/3 mile stretch of road for 4 to 6 months to see how much it's used.
If they think that this is a success, they will pilot this in other road segments in the county.
Gray's enthusiastic to see this step, which he believes will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan, a goal of eliminating serious and fatal collisions on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The district's Department of Transportation is proposing changes to a popular circulator service, but they want you to weigh in.
You'll now have until Friday, June 25th, to make your feelings known about the proposals, which include a new Ward 7 route. It would serve the Deanwood, Benning Road, Stadium Armory, and Union Station Metro Rail stations. Officials say the route would be available to thousands of residents. It would also provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7. DDOT is also proposing an extension of the DuPont Circle Roslyn route to U Street Northwest. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Stick around. Coming up after traffic and weather, some good corona-related milestones in both Virginia and Maryland. It's 9:06.
Soon, we will be back in the world and smiling. Overcome your fear of the dentist and be ready to meet the world anew with the smile of your dreams. At the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we make it easy for you to realize the smile you have been keeping inside you through sedation dentistry. No fear, no anxiety, no discomfort, no lectures. Our doctors are among the most experienced sedation doctors in the area and can take care of all your dental needs in as little as one visit to our spa-like, state-of-the-art facility right here in Northern Virginia. It's time to show the world your smile, and there is no time like the present. With many sedation options, there's a perfect solution for you. Forget your fear of the dentist and become one with your smile again. It's your time. Learn more about sedation dentistry online at cascades1.com. That's cascades1.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
908.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59 with Michael and Son.
Michael and Son.
And weather on the 8th to Rick McClure in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All right, Jenny, still with very cautious slowdowns on the inner loop of the Capitol.